Ace Hood, as well as Rick Ross and feature on it. 8:52, let's get into Shay's universe.
Let's take a trip into Shay Kwan's galaxy of wonders.
This is my happy place.
All right, so there is quite a lot happening on my end. You know what? There's a lot happening. Okay, so first things first, I just really have to applaud our Namibian content creators. I will always be that person.
Mm.
I want to applaud them for just being passionate about content creation. I want to applaud them for putting in the work. I want to applaud them for, letting us into their worlds, sharing their worlds, and just giving us really great content. And I think also more than anything, just relatable content. Because, you know, a lot of the times when you look at South African content, for example, that a lot of us actually tend to consume, it just seems so unrealistic or unattainable for most people, right? But then when you look at the content creation being, you know, created on platforms like TikTok, for example, or YouTube, I really have to say that it's really just great to even see someone vlogging randomly at a spot that you know, and you're just like, oh yeah, that's where I know that coffee shop, you know, because it's Namibia. Mm. And you guys are really doing the most to just showcase Namibia and all that comes with it, right? So there's a couple of YouTubers that I really have to commend right now. I've done this before, but the list was just way too long at the time. But there's a show on Netflix partner that is trending right now.
Okay.
Love Lies.
Love Lies. Oh no, I started with it yesterday.
You started with it yesterday. Yeah, how's it going so far?
She gave me a heads up on it, and I've been watching. I'm on my second episode right now.
Okay, so how's it going so far?
Hectic, bro.
I know, right?
Hectic.
So,
wow.
Before the show actually came to South Africa,
yeah,
I had watched the one for Poland, and there's the UK, if I'm not mistaken, but I knew they had other two countries that they actually did, hey?
Okay.
It was hectic. So basically, to give you a little bit of context, how the show actually works is that you and your partner go on the show, or you enter the show.
Mm.
There's obviously a money prize at the end of it all, right? So what happens is that as a couple, we are most now, you know, trying to unpack the truth, if you will. I don't know. But basically, the couples go through lie detector tests and so forth to answer certain questions from their partners. And, you know, you would actually realize, partner, that a lot of the couples that actually come on there are couples that have serious issues. Mm. You know, couples that have, like, trust issues and things like that. Or you cheated on me. And yes, I forgave you, but I still don't fully trust you and so forth, right? Yeah. So they go through this detector thingy to see whether this person is obviously lying or not, right? So what happens is that there's like, let's say 100,000 hypothetically in the bag, right?
Mm.
So now they go through the round of questions and so forth. So the more you lie, the more money you lose from the bag. And then obviously the more truths you tell, the more money is added onto it. So with every lie, a 10,000 is deducted, and with every truth, a 10,000 is added on, right? So I really want everyone to watch it, because listen, if there's one thing that I love, I don't want to say trash TV, but kind of low-key trash TV, and then also dating shows, I love dating shows, you know? So there's a lot happening, and I really just, you know what, I'm not going to say much, because I want you to watch it also.
Yeah.
All right, so that is one that I would highly recommend. That is Love Never Lies, South Africa. You'd find it on Netflix today.
Hectic, man.
Yes. And then looking at the Namibian content creators that I really just wanted to applaud right now, thank you so much for the great content. Because even the quality of content that we're receiving from Namibian content creators, even YouTubers in general, is just really great. I would have to give a great shout out to Rose Denise Demora. You should hear her say her name. It's just so sexy. She's based at the coast, works for MTC, but she just has really great content, or relatable content for you. And then also, I would have to give a great shout out to Danica Shikulo.
Mm.
Now, Danica Shikulo is she deserves to be somewhere in the world, just not anywhere in Africa, basically, you know. So she has really, really great content. You know, she's an accountant, if I'm not mistaken, by profession. I think she's even studying for her AC right now. So she's studying for something, you know.
Mm.
But, you know, she's a gym hun, healthy lifestyle, aesthetic. She is your go-to, especially for the girlies fresh out of high school. looking for someone to just motivate you so that you can just level up, because, you know, she went through varsity and so forth. So there's a lot that you can actually catch there. And then also, I think someone else that really deserves a shout out from me as well has to be Lumba Masule. So Lumba Masule also just has, I don't know, just lifestyle content, man. But it's some really great stuff. And then also, she's on your TikTok and she has really, really good content as well. So she's one of those people, partner, that also creates content for people's weddings. Hmm. I think her page on Instagram is Nia or Nyla something posted. But yeah, it's really, really good stuff. So I'd have to give her kudos for that. And then there's also someone that I really wanted to share with you. And that is Cindy Tom. If you don't know, Cindy Tom, is she's a Tswana. And she has this, she's married, but she has really raw, authentic, Namibian, I'm just being my authentic self, 100% type of content. And I know you are going to enjoy it. And then obviously we have your regulars like Ndapanda, for example, if you haven't checked it out. Now, there's another channel that I discovered, partner, a couple of days ago, Namibian content creators as well. And that is Friend Zone TV. So Friend Zone TV is like basically just Namibian content creators that obviously clearly they're friends, right? It seems like they've schooled together at one point. So what they do is that they do like pranks and stuff, right?
Okay.
Yeah, they do pranks on each other, on other people or whatever it is. The latest video that caught my attention was pranking Namibian artists or prank calling them. So they called, you know, the Spuzas and Kandeyas and things like that. So that is also something that I would highly recommend. But yeah, if you have other content creators that, especially in the Namibian context, that you're watching and you're loving their content, even on social media, just, you know, because they don't have to be on YouTube, please do let us know on the WhatsApp line or 0302-001-029.
Trust Shay Kwan to plug you with everything pristine. Shay's Universe, every Wednesday at 8:50 a.m. Hello, Namibia. Discover the